Okay, good evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock, and I'm going to call to order tonight's special meeting for the Contra Costa County Envision 2040 presentation. Can we start off with Pledge of Allegiance? So, Director Porter, if you'd lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. I'd like to reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. Okay, before we get the meeting started tonight, time is now for public comment. Here's the opportunity for any member of the public to address the board about any item that is not on tonight's agenda. Is there any member of the public that wishes to address? Okay, hearing none, we'll close public comments and we'll go to the presentation. I'll ask Will from the county to take over.
All right, thank you. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I didn't need the headset. All right, this is my first time using GoToMeeting, so bear with me a second. But I do want to say, before I start, I want to give, I want to thank Mike and his staff because I didn't really convey to them clearly that why this would be graphic and it would be better to have it on video, and he was able to pull this together.
This conference will now be recorded.
Oh, okay. They were able to pull this together pretty quick in the last moment, so I'm really grateful that Mike and Dana were able to do that, so thank you very much. So I'm going to see if I can share my screen here. Okay, are you all seeing the Envision Contra Costa 2040?
Yes.
Yes.
Slide there?
Okay. Yes.
Very good. Okay, well, my name is Will Nelson. I am a principal planner with Contra Costa County, and I am the project manager for Envision Contra Costa 2040. And I really appreciate the board having me here tonight to present on this project. I'm going to give you a quick slideshow, and then I have a couple of maps of the community. And, then I'm happy to answer any questions and then have a discussion about where we're going with this project. So, let's see here. Just give me a sec. The slide did not advance. There we go. Okay. So, Envisioning Contra Costa 2040 encompasses four components. So there's an update to the county general plan, the county zoning code, and the county climate action plan. And all three of those new planning documents will be covered by an environmental impact report. So for those of you who are not familiar with the general plan, a lot of people have heard of zoning, but maybe not the general plan. And actually, the general plan is the higher land use document, and there's a conflict between the zoning and the general plan. You go by what the general plan says. And people will sometimes refer to it as the constitution for land use for a particular community. So it is the highest land use document. It includes vision for the community, includes goals, policies, and actions to bring that vision to fruition, provides direction on future development, and really one of the big parts of it is the balancing act between growth, conservation, quality of life, all these sorts of things that are impacted by development. So the general plan affects many aspects of our life, how property can be developed, the way neighborhoods look, how much traffic there's going to be, which resources we're conserving or not. It relates to hazards, where we're going to build on fault lines or flood zones. All that sort of thing is ultimately controlled by the general plan. And the county general plan, I should mention, is it covers the unincorporated area. So all of the unincorporated communities, each city has its own general plan. So why are we updating the general plan? Well, it's a 30-year-old document, for one. For those of you who have seen the county general plan, it's a couple inches thick, and it reads very much like a textbook. It's very out of date. It doesn't have, has some maps, a few maps, but they're not all that easy to read. The text is dated. So it just is, it's a stale document. And really, because it was adopted in 1991, it really reflects 1980s thinking as far as planning goes. But in addition, addition, there's been a slew of pieces of legislation that have come along, and you know, just in the last 5, 10, 15 years, a handful of them I have listed here that really play into our planning, and they're really changing the way that we're doing planning. The state is really requiring us to pretty much, you know, not build in you know the sprawling development pattern anymore, but make development more compact, you know, denser, more mixed use, trying to get jobs closer to homes, that sort of thing. There's been a lot of housing about, or a lot of legislation on housing in the last couple of years, as I'm sure most of you've probably seen on the news. The state is trying to make it, you know, much easier to build housing, and also some of it's carrot, some of it's stick. And then, of course, there are other agencies that have plans that we interact with, and they've all been updated or in the process of being updated. So we have a local hazard mitigation plan. The Delta Protection Commission has a land use plan. There's a project called Adapting Rising Tides, looking at sea level rise in East Contra Costa County. So we have to be consistent, or at least consider all of these things as well. And the current general plan doesn't consider any of that. So the general plan has their chapters, but in general plan speak, they're called elements in the legislation. So on the left, there are the required elements. There are 7: land use, transportation, safety, noise, open space, and conservation, and housing. Housing is unique because we're required to update the housing element every 8 years. There's no requirement to update the other elements other than from time to time a piece of legislation comes along and says you have to update your safety element to include this, your transportation element to include that. So most of these haven't been updated since 2005. There was an interim, there was some interim work that was done on the county general plan in 2005. But there, you know, even that is getting old. But the housing element was adopted in 2015. We're going to start, you know, another one here pretty soon. And then the state allows us to have whichever optional elements we want. County general plan has 2 that list on the right side: growth management and public facilities and services. When the Board of Supervisors directed us to update the general plan all the way back in 2017, they instructed us to include 4 themes. And you can see them here: economic development, environmental justice, sustainability, and community health. The general plan is pretty much silent on all of these. Environmental justice is one that's a newer, I don't want to say a newer concept, but definitely new to general plans. On the slide a couple back where I listed the legislation, SB 1000 requires us to address environmental justice. And what this is really about is there are a lot of communities that, you know, are built next to refineries, railroad tracks, chemical plants, sewage treatment plants, things like that. And really, they've kind of gotten the short end of the stick over the decades when it comes to land use and planning. And environmental justice requires us to correct that. So this is the land use map of Contra Costa County. The gray areas are the incorporated cities, and all the areas in color are the county's jurisdiction. And each of these colors corresponds to a type of land use. So the ones that are easy to see are, I don't know if they'll show up exactly the same for you, but say this emerald green, that's Parks and Recreation. So you see Mount Diablo is in there, East Bay Regional Parks, all the way down to your neighborhood parks, like Sliper Park over there in Discovery Bay West. Agriculture is a lot of the county. You can see kind of these other shades of green. There are different agriculture, like the agricultural core up there between Discovery Bay and Brentwood. And then when we get closer in, and I do have this map for Discovery Bay, you'll start seeing more purple. You actually see it here. That's heavy industry, the refineries mainly. But then you start seeing the various shades of orange, red, lavender. And these are all various residential, commercial, and industrial uses. And then the other one that's really evident, or two that are evident, are the light blue. That's watershed. So you see that around the major reservoirs like Los Vaqueros, San Pablo. And then dark blue is public land. So, you know, you see huge swaths like Military Ocean Terminal there in Concord, Jersey Island, which is entirely owned by the Iron House Sanitary District, California Aqueduct, county airports. Those are all in that dark blue. And what the map does, each of these colors has regulations associated with it. So for residential land use, it's number of units per acre. And for a non-residential use, it's floor area ratio. And that's the amount of square footage you're allowed to build on any particular lot. So as I indicated, the general plan was updated, Burma was adopted 30 years ago. The zoning code was actually adopted in the 40s, right after World War II, and it's never undergone a comprehensive update. And so it's been done piecemeal along the way in response to issues that come up, in response to legislation. And so the zoning code consists of the zoning map and the various zoning districts. There in Discovery Bay, there's what's called P1, that's planned unit district. But you have your R districts, they're residential, C commercial, FI and HI for light and heavy industrial, and so on and so forth. And the zoning districts, they tell you what uses are permitted, what the requirements are. They have the site design requirements like setbacks, height limits, parking requirements, all that sort of thing. They get into a much finer grain level of detail than the general plan. The general plan is kind of the 30,000 foot high level view. The zoning code gets into the nitty gritty, but the zoning code is required to be consistent with your general plan. And so you see at the bottom, you know, the general plan might say residential for an area. The zoning code will go in and say, is it single family, is it multi-family, that sort of thing. And then we have our climate action plan. This is the county's plan to curb greenhouse gas emissions. It's actually a pretty new plan. It was adopted in 2015, but it's gotten dated pretty quickly. And with our efforts with the general plan update, we were advised it would be a good idea to freshen up the cap as well. And then, you know, state laws have changed. There's new technology for reducing emissions. And the cap, as we've implemented it, we found that it just could be better. It's not actually that easy to implement. And we have a colleague named Jody London who is in charge of implementing that. So she's kind of heading up this effort as part of the larger Vision 2040 effort. And then finally, there's the environmental impact. So all these plans are planning policy documents. They are projects under CEQA, and so the California Environmental Quality Act. And so we have to prepare an environmental impact report, which discloses all the impacts of these plans to the public, includes mitigation measures, describes alternatives to our plans that could maybe lessen impacts. And there are public review periods. There's going to be, as you can see there, 30 days called a scoping session or scoping period at the beginning of the EIR process. And then later, once we write the EIR, there will be the law is 45 days minimum. We'll probably do like a 60-day public review period for the environmental impact. So there are a lot of opportunities for public involvement. Number one is the website, visioncontracosta2040.org. You can go on there, see notes from all our previous public meetings. We had one in Discovery Bay. It was back in 2019. We didn't get very good attendance, but, you know, we'd have more. We want more people to be involved. It was one of the community meetings that's listed there. But the website's great. There's all sorts of information about the county. There's all sorts of ways to interact. You can go on. You can, take a photo of a location and say, you know, I want this place preserved. Or I think this is a great place to have, you know, such and such kind of land use. You can upload it, put the notes in there, and send it to us. There's a mailing list. There's just a lot of ways to get involved. We have our focused meetings. They focus on those four themes that I mentioned earlier, so economic development, environmental justice, sustainability, and community health. Then, of course, we have our regular commissions. So we have the Planning Commission, the Sustainability Commission, and then, of course, the County Board of Supervisors, who ultimately will adopt all these documents, we anticipate, in a couple years. And so here we have the back to the online engagement. And as I mentioned, there's the mailing list. You just enter email address, sign up. You can indicate whether you just want to receive news about Discovery Bay or you can receive news about other communities. You can actually select which one. So if you want to just see, you know, what are we doing in East County, for example, you can select Iron Discovery Bay, Beth Island, Knights, and receive notifications specific to those communities. And then that's it. I didn't want to take up too much of our time with the presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions right now, but there are a couple other items that you have. One is the community profile, which we've prepared for Discovery Bay. One of the shortcomings of the current general plan, I mentioned that it's supposed to have a vision. You know, it's a 2040 document. The last one, you know, looked forward a couple decades. And really, the current general plan doesn't have much vision. ways we wanted to fix that was to create a community profile, as we're calling it, for each community. And so we're doing about 22 of them for various unincorporated communities. Pretty much every unincorporated community is getting one, including Discovery Bay. And you'll see that it has, you know, some narrative about the community. It has maps and talks about hazards the community faces. And then it gets into the land use. And we're going to have planned land uses, talked about guiding principles, like really when we're making decisions in Discovery Bay, you know, what should be, well, those guiding principles, what's important to the people of Discovery Bay. And then the policies that will guide development in Discovery Bay, and then actions. And the actions are the things, it's kind of the things to do list, things that we would want to implement over the next two decades that this plan is will be in effect. And then we also have, these came a little late, but I have the existing and draft land use maps for Discovery Bay, which I can share here in a second. But I would open it up. You know, I don't know if you want to have a Q&A first, or if you'd like me to start sharing the maps, I'm open to you.
Let's see if we have any questions from the board at this point.
Could you repeat that, Ryan?
Oh, Carolyn, if you have any questions for Will?
The sound is just really bad. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
I just said, do you have any questions for Will?
Yes, I do.
Please.
So, Will, does the plan get down into the details? Well, this isn't a detail, it's a major item, such as the widening of Highway 4. I know Mike has brought this up before. Recreation, as far as what would be installed on here, down to bike paths and walking trails, and does the plan include charging stations for the electric automobiles that we'll be having at some point?
It does get into all of those things, and so you know, some of those items, like widening the state highway, you know, of course, is something the county can support. The county, the Contra Costa Transportation Agent or Authority, you know, can contribute funds towards, but we can't, you know, do it ourselves as a county project. So for things like that, we can only, the plan can only indicate that you know, that is something the county would want to see happen and be supportive of. But for some of those other things where we do have control, like the electric, the EV charging stations, sure. It can definitely get into that, and it will get into that. You know, we're at a juncture of writing the document where the big document, as I call it, all the policies that will apply countywide are being written right now. And we'll be receiving the draft of those in March to start reviewing internally. And so you might not see those things specifically. So like EV charging stations will be countywide. So we're not going to have that say in the profile Discovery Bay, with the policies for Discovery Bay, is this just going to apply everywhere? But if it's something like building a specific bike path in a specific location, yeah, that's absolutely something that we want to hear about. And if that's something the community desires, we would like to put it in the document.
Hey, Will, this is Director Guteau. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, I was actually at your... was it 2019? I thought it was earlier than that, but I was at that presentation. When you came out to the community center here in Discovery Bay.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Is it her computer or is it that I'm talking to?
Yeah, your mic's really bad, Brian.
You might unmute on her laptop.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, wait, hold on.
The microphone, not the speaker.
Not the speaker.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better.
Hey, Will, I was at your 2019 presentation. So this presentation looks very similar to that presentation. At what point does things start getting implemented? And it sounds like you just said you're collecting stuff right now from the other agencies as we speak.
Yeah, so you know, this plan won't be adopted until probably about the end of 2022. So we still have a long way to go on it. You know, general plans, updating them is, it's known to be a very long and tedious process. You know, there is a lot to cover and a lot of information to gather. And, you know, I think a lot of agencies, you know, they'll put together some sort of commission or committee, and that'll meet from time to time, and people, and they'll, you know, say, oh, come and speak to us, right? But with us, we have really made it a community-based effort. We've gone out to the communities, you know, literally and figuratively. We've done, I would say, around 50 community meetings now. And then we've also had a lot of meetings with, you know, being guests at all kinds of community groups and organizations who have wanted to hear about it. And so, you know, there's been a lot of time devoted to that. And then, of course, the pandemic, you know, caused things to go kind of, you know, haywire for a little while. So none of it's being implemented yet. It won't be official until the plan is adopted by the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, thank you. Any members of the public have any questions? Hearing none. Why don't you continue, Will, with your presentation?
And share the maps of the community.
I don't think you heard it. I think he was saying he'll
present. Oh, go ahead, Will, if you want to continue.
Oh, no, I'm asking, you know, if I'm happy to, this is, you know, your meeting, I'm here to answer questions, I'm here to show the materials. Would you like me to show the map?
Yes, please.
Okay. So let me, see here.
Yeah, that's because it's like double speakers. So I'm not close enough to that one. I have to hear you. I'm going to turn it on.
Use the PowerPoint. Get the map over here. Okay. All right. So now you should all be seeing.
Super cute.
Well, you're little my son, or are you seeing a map?
Your side.
You see the map?
He's super
yeah,
cute.
Your side.
See, why did this not work this time? Let's see here. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Let me stop this thing. They say I've not used GoToMeeting before, so just bear with me real quick. Let's see, screen share. There we go. There's the map. Okay. Fantastic. So I'm going to zoom in and kind of take us on a tour of Discovery Bay here. And I want to really get your opinions on a couple of things that we're proposing. So I'm going to start up here, you know, Discovery Bay West, lakes. Pretty much nothing changes here. These orange-ish kind of, I don't know what you want to call this color. You know, those are residential land uses. Those different colors just match the densities that are there, which are built neighborhoods. And so we're just making the map match the density. After 30 years of development, the map in a lot of places doesn't quite match what's actually on the ground. So that's one of the other big things that we're doing is fine-tuning the map and making it match reality. So, you know, the colors you see here, we have PS, this blue, that's the school, public, semi-public. CR is commercial recreation, Orwood Tract. PR, Parks and Recreation, that's the East Bay Regional Park District land. AL is agricultural lands. And over on the left, AC is the agricultural core. So actually, I'm going to zoom in even a little further here so you can all see better. So, you know, pretty straightforward here. Lakeshore and the lakes. You know, this light green area is all protected land, so it's got this resource conservation designation. You know, we get down here a little further into the Ravenswood area and the Village One of Discovery Bay West and also Pantages. You'll notice that the map shows the currently approved version of Pantages. You know, they've been approved twice already, and now they're coming back with a different plan. So this area in here, I hope you can see my cursor circling it, and you probably all know where Pantages is going to change again. The new project is approved. But so here we have, you know, Timber Point Elementary and various parks over there. LI, this little patch of light industrial over here on Bixler, that's the RV storage. And then we continue down agricultural lands, resource conservation, and we get down to commercial office, that is Sandy Cove and the development behind it, along with the post office there. Moving east, we have light industrial. That's the first part of the storage facility there, where the boat and RV storage is, and then CO and commercial office, where the other two storage facilities are. And I actually worked on this area Bay West for about 12 years, so I'm pretty familiar with the area here. Now we get to the entry here, the main entry to Discovery Bay. And something I would like to throw out there, I received a call from someone where we see the CO here, that parcel across the street from where you have the steakhouse, the sports bar. Where it says CO, someone approached us about building condominiums there instead, or townhouses. I think actually want to do townhouses. And I'd be curious to know if there are any opinions about that, if the community feels strongly that should remain commercial for someday, some commercial use being built there, or if townhouses is something that the people would be open to. And I'm not going to put you on the spot to answer, but that's a question that we have. Then going out the end of the community, everything's pretty straightforward. The golf course, the residential areas, the sewage treatment plant, almost, South Highway 4 and then the original one. But then we get to the one pretty new thing. And this is right in the heart of town. And it's, you see it says MU, that's mixed use. That is new. And of course you can see that it's over the shopping center and the big vacant lot on the corner. And then the Methodist Church property. And so, mixed use is something that Hoffman Company had actually proposed at one point for the big vacant lot. And then they decided that they would submit applications solely for apartments on that site. And, neither of those applications have been pursued in years with our department. And so, we're curious what the community's vision is for that intersection, the shopping center. We threw mixed use on there because it could allow for something like retail on the bottom and then units on top, kind of like a little downtown area. But, this is still all just a draft. So this is something that we're particularly interested in knowing about the community's reaction. And then, just continuing north, everything really just stays the same. I mean, we all know that these are developed lots. The park is there, the water, just matching the land use designations to what's on the ground. RM is residential medium density. RLM is residential low medium. And that's pretty much what you have in all of Discovery Bay, medium and low medium. And then, of course, we have the big parcel, the Chiquini property. The northern half is under an agricultural conservation easement, so it's not going to be developed. But, a general plan amendment application was submitted to us for the southern half to build about 2,000 houses there and about 500,000 square feet of commercial industrial space, along with some other uses, like sports fields and a school site. And so we are not going to include that with the general plan update. That's much too big of a project, too much potential controversy surrounding it to include with this. So our current thinking is that we're not going to address that. They're going to be on their own track to try and get their approvals. But that's really, that is the map of Discovery Bay. Not much is changing. It's really the spot in the middle that we have the question about, and then the commercial at the corner of Discovery Bay Boulevard and Highway 4. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about the map.
Will, this is Director Cattell again. Can you hear me? So, yeah, those areas are of great interest to the board as well as the community as well. So, I guess at some point, you know, how do we get together and strategize with you and kind of share our sentiments?
I mean, you know, if you want to now, that's great. If you need more time to think about it, of course, I understand that. You know, the board could draft a letter. You know, agency is also unique. You know, I mean, you're the utility provider as well, and so we're going to be approaching all of the utility providers in the county when we have the land use map finished, the draft map finished. We're not quite there; we're almost there. And so, because we need to be talking to people about, do you have capacity to deliver this water or treat this sewage, that sort of thing. But you know, your body also acts like the municipal advisory council. Or Discovery Bay too, you know, advising on these sorts of land use issues. So, you know, we are happy, I mean, I'm happy to come back and make another presentation, happy to, you know, just, you know, if you wanted to send a letter expressing the community's interest on this, you know, either one of those is fine.
I think at this point, the board probably needs to have some conversations with staff and get and circle back with you.
And, you know, Mike and I, I mean, you know, we know each other and we can have conversations about these things. We've talked about projects around the community before.
Not to monopolize the conversation, Errol, I'll let the other board members chime in a second. But I do have a question on your mixed use across from the shopping center. So that includes the fire station. Do you guys have any information regarding what's going on with that?
I thought it had been listed for sale.
That's our understanding, and we believe it's under contract as well.
It's currently public and semi-public, because it is still owned by the district, so it's the blue color. But we would change it, depending on who buys it, you know, we might, and the timing. If it aligns with the timing of our project, we'll change it for them. If it doesn't, they'd have to apply for a general plan amendment to whatever they wanted or remote. Probably.
Would the town board have any feedback regarding that?
Oh, yeah. You know, so a general plan amendment, you know, you see these applications, you know, like a point, you have a subdivision application there. You know, the project that Hoffman submitted, I mean, our process is when we receive an application, not a general plan amendment, because there's almost always additional applications with a general plan amendment, like a subdivision or rezoning or a development plan they want to build, you know, whatever they want to build. You know, we send those applications to you, right? Comment. And so for anything like that, you know, ultimately, you would need a public hearing with that environmental review and all that. And you'd be included just like all the other development applications. It would be referred to.
Director Porter, Director Callahan, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Director Graves?
I think he may have stepped away.
Well, it doesn't sound like we have any more questions at this point.
The one item we haven't looked at is the community profile, and I think that was also included in your packet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, that document is really the planning document for Discovery Bay. It's what gets into the specifics about the community. And so we're very interested to receive comments on that. Every aspect of it, you know, even just the description at the beginning, does it capture what Discovery Bay is about, the guiding principles? You know, we had the community meeting, but we didn't have that many people attend. And so we kind of had to cobble this one together from, you know, the comments at the meeting, along with, you know, a lot of institutional knowledge. You know, I've been with the county, it's my 20th year, and as a member. mentioned earlier, I worked on Discovery Bay West from 2002 to 2015. I worked on the, I was actually the original planner for Pantages. The planner I used to sit next to did Ravenswood. I did the second Discovery Bay mini storage, the one on the east side of the street down there. And so, you know, I have, you know, some knowledge of the community, and we have a lot of people on staff who've been, you know, county 15, 20 years. But we would really love for more community input on that profile. Definitely the guiding principles, the policies, and the actions.
President Goodell, I would like to make a suggestion that staff put something together and bring it back to the board so that we can have a discussion about this. The public will have another opportunity to weigh in at a board meeting on this, and then draft a letter, and then send that to Will, and then also it could be just a general letter, and then Will and I can work in the background where I can convey to Will the general feelings of the board.
Perfect.
That sounds great.
When do you need your comments by, Will?
You know, we're going to be doing this for another couple of years. So,
there you go. we have time.
You know, if it's not next month, you know, it's, I mean, it doesn't have to be tomorrow, but, you know, sooner is always better. We are working on the entire draft general plan, and we hope to have the whole document out for public review at the end of this year. So, you know, it's urgent-ish.
Got it. I just want to thank Will for his time. This takes in, he's a family man. This took into his evening. I appreciated your patience with us trying to get this GoToMeeting up. So thank you very much for all your time. It's much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you, Will.
You're welcome, Mike. I'm really happy to have the opportunity to talk to all of you and present the project. And if I may, just one thing about the community profile and the policies and the actions. You know, this is a 20-year plan. And so one of the things that we run into sometimes in our meetings is people being very focused on the here and now. And while the here and now is important, you know, the plan should be aspirational and, you know, forward thinking. And so we just, you know, we tell people, you know, just because it isn't possible in 2021, doesn't mean it might not be possible in 2025 or 2030. And so, you know, I really encourage everyone we talk to think big, you know? And if it doesn't work out, if it ends up not being feasible, then it ends up not being feasible. But I do want us to really, have vision for areas. Really, if there's anything that you really have always desired for the community, you know, put it in there. And the worst thing can happen is, you know, is it in the end, you know, it doesn't work out for some reason. But if it's not, if we don't even talk about it at the beginning, you know, it will never get.
Thank you, Will. Do we have any questions or comments from anyone else? The cat seems very interested in the presentation.
Sorry?
So the cat seems very interested. Okay. With that, then I guess we'll adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everybody.